Hello and welcome to Project Upgrade. My name is Lucas.
I'm Samantha.
And today we will be talking about everything around the thought of if you are big enough for a bodybuilding show or even just if you're big enough in general.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic, this one, I find. I find it sometimes a hard conversation to have with clients.
You got to level with them a little bit. Maybe their expectations and realistic approach is a little bit too high, so you kind of have to bring them back down a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like body dysmorphia with this, it can go either way.
It can definitely go either way.
Yeah, it can be like, oh, I'm so big, when really you're not big at all. Yeah. Or it can be like, oh, I'm not big, and it's like, you're huge.
You've heard those big guys say, oh, I'm nothing special, I'm not that big, but like, they're enormous.
Yeah, exactly.
But it goes the other way as well. Sometimes people may think they're ready for something like a bodybuilding show, but, or even if they think they're ready for a higher category.
Exactly.
It can definitely go both ways.
Can you chat about it though?
Absolutely. But first, before we get into that, we're going to dive into our win of the week as always. Sam, what was your win of the week?
Well, over the last 2 weeks, I have launched my posing coach course.
Posing coach course. Has that been done before?
No, it has never been done before. It's the first time it's ever happened. It's something I've been working on since May last year. It was supposed to be for athletes, actually. Like, that's how it started out. And then it just kind of turned into this coach thing instead. And I was reading the content and I was like, wait, I'm not doing this for athletes. I'm doing this for coaches.
There you go.
So yeah, I've been secretly working on that behind the scenes. It went live, I think, 2 weeks ago. It officially went live. We had 70 people pre-register.
Crazy.
70 people. That is insane, don't you reckon? But it just goes to show that, like, there's nothing in the market. Like, there's nothing in the market to help posing coaches grow or to actually become a posing coach. Let's be honest, it's a pretty cool job. It is.
It's a cool job, and especially the payoff at the end when you finally see them on stage whipping through this cool routine that you and them both worked on. It's a very cool job.
Yeah, I love my job, and I love what I get to do, and I love to see my coaches under me become who they are now.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, why not create a course? So yeah, if anyone is listening and they would like to become a posing coach, all the info is on my Instagram, or send me through a DM and we can send you a enrollment pack. But yeah, there is an early bird sale happening, which will be ending at the end of February. So don't miss out.
Cheeky little plug, it's our podcast, so we can do whatever the hell we want, right?
No shame.
Shameless plug.
But Lucas, what was your win of the week?
My win of the week, this has been something that I've really wanted to achieve for quite a while, but the 100 kilo mark of body weight, that's always been a number that has been very appealing to me. I did hit it, I believe, like, for the last day of the bulk. Like, I just made it. I believe I was, like, cramming all this food in, like, honestly, just to see that number. But now, we've still got another 3-4 months of the gaining phase, and I'm consistently waking up over 100 kilos now. So that has been a goal for me for a very long time. So to see my body weight level out at over 100 kilos, it makes me really happy. It makes me realize that I am actually putting on a good amount of muscle mass for this year's show.
You do look bigger. Like, I think everyone can agree that when they see you in person, it's like, whoa, he's a big boy.
Well, that's really the goal, right? Like, each year you just want to get better and better and start fixing up some weak points and adding some muscle in certain areas. So it's nice to know that that is actually happening and the scale reflects it.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Killing it.
Now, I think the next goal, I think it would be cool to hit 105 before we finish up this bulk this year. That'd be really cool. Even just to see that once on the scale would be nuts.
Well, hopefully, by the time we start prep, we can come on here and your win of the week is going to be, I hit 105.
That's right. Anyone listening to this can listen to that episode and be like, he bloody did it.
Well, I remember last year when you were like 98 or something and you would tell people and say, yeah, I'm 98 kilos. People would be like, what? Yeah. You're what? Like, so for you to be 100, like over 100, it's not even 100, it's like over 100 now. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, little Lucas would have never thought I'd get to 100 kilos.
No.
Because I was always like the 60, 70 kilo kid. I was like, yeah, never that heavy. But yeah, changed a little bit over the years.
Well done, babe.
Thank you, baby. All right, shall we get into this topic?
We shall.
Absolutely. Well, what would you say would be the main points of interest for someone looking to get into a bodybuilding show or just having some thoughts about categories?
As in what? Sorry? Sorry, I completely lost you.
Oh, that's all right. No, just I know you've had a bit of experience with this lately. What have you found to be like a good course of action?
So I've found in my posing sessions, in conversations with clients, and even just listening to people online, like in their stories and stuff, I find a lot of people ask, am I big enough, right? Or they perceive to think that they are like a certain size and look a certain way when they really aren't as big as what they should be. Does that make sense? Mm. So as a posing coach and as a coach, I find it is my job and my duty to tell someone the truth. And I hate seeing people get misguided. And a lot of people know that. All my clients know that. And I say from the get-go, from our first session, I'm like, look, I'm going to be really honest with you. If I think you're not this category, I'm going to tell you. Like, I'm just straight up. One person, I'm not going to name names, but I remember our first ever session, she told me that she wasn't even big enough for fitness. You know, like she was going to be a bikini athletic. Meanwhile, I'm standing next to her and she's double the size of me.
Right, okay, you're like, she's a bikini athletic champion.
And I was looking at her like, what the hell? You're huge. She would not listen to me. She was like, nah, nah, nah. And then she ends up becoming a figure pro.
Oh, that's hilarious.
How funny, right? So anyway, my point of this whole conversation is we just wanted to dive into it and hopefully help people kind of navigate if they're big enough or if they're not big enough. Like, you know, that kind of real gray area.
Just get a gauge for where they sit in a bodybuilding competition. Because like the alternative to you telling them what category you feel like they'd be best suited in, the alternative to that is them doing a category they would think they're best suited in and either being way too big or just way too undersized and just having a terrible time, not placing well, and then pretty much wasting the whole prep.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm finding this is very common in currently actually IFBB because they've just brought out Fit Model, which is like a smaller bikini girl.
That's right.
And there's been a lot of pushback with some of my clients who I've suggested, hey, I think you're Fit Model, and they take offense to it because they're not big enough to be a bikini anymore. And it's
why? Those bikini girls are big.
They're huge, man.
You got to be like very muscular to be an IFBB bikini girl these days.
But same with bikini athletic. I find a lot of clients come in and say, oh, I'm not bikini. I'm too big or I'm too vascular. And it's like, but you're standing next to me and you look nothing like me.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes to one of our points is compare yourself with who the standard of that category is. Who's winning the shows? Who are the top three? You know, the ones that are placing really well, you almost have to compare yourself and your physique to them. So if you're feeling like you're a lot smaller than maybe the champion, then maybe the category below them is the way to go. And same thing, if you're, like you said, way bigger than the champion, you know, most of the time you probably will be too big for that category. Now, there is something to say about the amateurs. They don't have to be as big as the pros.
Of course.
You can get away with, you know, but you have a good gauge of where you would sit by looking at the people that are at the top of that category.
Well, I remember we had this issue with you when you went from fitness to physique. I remember I was telling you for months that you are too big for fitness and you would not listen to me. Mm. And then it was like, what, the last 8 weeks of your prep? You decided to jump the gun?
Last 6 weeks, me and my coach, because the whole time, the whole off season, the whole most of prep, we were preparing for fitness. Like I won my pro card in fitness. I was going to do my first pro show in fitness, of course. And like, I've never viewed myself as a big guy. I've just always viewed myself as that lean, defined, shredded guy. But as prep went along, we kind of realized, oh, we're holding on to a lot of muscle. Like we're really starting to get some shape here. And I suppose I'm guilty of this. Mm. In my mind, I'm like, nah, those physique guys, they're going to be way too big. Like I'm putting myself below what was realistic for me. I thought that I was smaller than what I was. I didn't really accept that maybe I could be competitive in the higher weight class. And how did that go? We ended up doing both categories and placed better in the bigger category than I did the smaller category.
And I was the opposite. I remember for me, I was like, I'm bikini athletic, but I had everyone telling me I was fitness. Do you remember that time?
Oh, of course.
And like even, you know, pro champions, world champions were messaging me saying, no, you're fitness. And I was like, no, I'm not. So we've both experienced this exact thing, but in different ways. Mm. And it's just really interesting to dive into this kind of conversation, which is why I wanted to bring it to the surface. So I think number one thing, they kind of go hand in hand, would have to be have a coach and a goal. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, sometimes you can't even trust your own judgment because maybe you're not experienced in seeing who fits into what category or not. A coach, especially a bodybuilding coach, will have had multiple accounts of experience with their competitors going on stage, how well they place in certain categories. And they also see them in the off season and they see where they place after prep is all done. So they would be able to compare you to their past clients and have a very good idea what category you would sit in. So I would definitely recommend getting a coach if you're not too sure in which category you fit in a bodybuilding show.
I also find like when you are in prep, you have rose-colored glasses on. Is that what the saying is? But like, anyway, you're wearing
rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you can't actually see what you look like,
yeah.
Which I can definitely say that's me as well.
Okay, a lot of people that have done bodybuilding shows will definitely attest to this. How many times have you been like 4 weeks out, you take a photo and you're like, oh, that's a terrible photo, I'm not posting that. And then like 4 months after your bodybuilding show, you're deep in the bulk, you look at that and you're like, why didn't I post that? I looked awesome. But, you know, your mind is just so all over the place, which kind of goes with you can't trust yourself.
No.
Right? When you're in the deep, you really can't trust your own sense of anything. You've really got to have someone that's out of the picture. They're zoomed out. You're too zoomed in, right? Mm. And you've got to trust their judgment because you really almost can't even trust your own.
And it's also like the other side of it is if this is the first time you've ever competed, this is the first time you've ever been lean or somewhat lean potentially, mm. right? So if you think that you're too lean for bikini, in air quotation marks as I say it,
yeah.
are you actually? Because you're probably not. It's just your first time being lean. Okay, like you've got that little ab right. vein coming out. A lot of the bikini pros and bikini girls who win, me when I got my bikini pro card, I had ab veins.
Mm.
Like, just because you have ab veins, just because you're lean, doesn't mean you're bikini athletic.
Yeah, that's right. It's very easy to think, like, I'm so shredded because it's the leanest you have been.
Yeah.
Like, in proportion to everything that you've looked like in the past, yeah, you are lean compared to that, but you're going up against other people on stage who, you know, have been doing this for a while, and they do get quite lean.
Exactly.
But compared to yourself, yeah, maybe you are, but compared to those other people on stage, maybe not.
Absolutely. So then we talk about the goal. So you've got to have a goal as well. So there's nothing wrong with having a goal saying, you know what, like if I look at all the categories, I love the look of bikini athletic. And that is totally fine. That's what I did. Like when I got my bikini pro card and I wanted to decide if I wanted to go to bikini athletic or fitness,
yep.
I looked at the criteria for bikini athletic because there wasn't really a standard yet at the point in time. I looked at it and went, I think that's what I want to look like. Like from what I understand, that's what I want to look like.
Yeah.
So I aimed for it and I went for it, right? I'm sure you were somewhat the same at some point. Like
with
you kind
the
of,
physique category?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, after that show where I did both categories, you know, I had a bit of a crossroads. I could have bulked up and then filled into the physique category. Or, you know, I could have just really leaned out and just come in sharp for the next fitness show. But I liked the idea of physique being brand new and the whole year just being open for me to compete and possibly even set the standard for physique. That really interested me. And just the new posing that I could possibly bring to physique, I loved that. So after the show was done, made my mind up, I'm doing physique.
Mm.
Pushed forward, added on a lot of size, did a few shows and kind of brought in that new posing style as well. But that seems very, very appealing to me. So like you said, I had the goal of physique and me and my coach went to work to make the off season as conducive with that goal as possible.
One thing I will say with this though, when you're setting a goal, make sure you're being realistic with it. So
absolutely.
For example, if you love the look of bikini athletic, however, you have the legs of a wellness girl, should you do bikini athletic? Like if you naturally possibly sit better in wellness, or like actually it's probably better if we say bikini and bikini athletic. Like if you aren't as small as a bikini girl but have the legs of a wellness girl, go with your natural instincts. Like for me, I don't suit bikini anymore. Like I just wouldn't. Like,
oh, you'll never enter a bikini contest.
No, I just, no. Like for me to be bikini, I had to downsize. I had to pull back conditioning. Like
you had
that
to
was
hide body parts on stage.
Yeah, I couldn't do certain poses because I had to hide certain things.
Yeah.
So that was never going to be a path for me. It was always going to be one of the bigger categories.
Yeah.
When in athletic, I still have to manipulate some things, but it's better suited for me now. Like that's where I should be.
Absolutely. You also have to anticipate that you will get bigger in the off season as well. So if you're maxing out a category at the moment, and maybe if you're too big for a category, it's probably in your best interest to have the goal be that next category up. That was also another reason why I chose to push forward with physique, because I was already a little bit too big for fitness. So you've got to realize where you'll be, say in another 12 months. You're going to be training hard. You're going to be eating a bit more food. You're going to naturally put on muscle mass. So if you're already a little bit too big for a category, more so you'll probably be better suited for that higher up category.
Exactly. And, you know, there is always an argument with this. So I'm just going to settle it now. Fitness and athletic are very far apart when it comes to conditioning and muscle development.
I think the big difference is the muscle.
That like, it's the size and the density. Girls.
I mean, anyone that's listened to this that thinks otherwise, come to our next show. It's in 10 weeks. We're going to have both categories there. But if you really want that nailed home, come to our show in September. It's the world titles. We're going to have bikini athletic and fitness, the best of the best. And they're going to be miles apart.
Like if I stood next to Hattie dwarfs me. She is huge.
They're big girls,
She's a
man.
Big girl, right? It was like when I got my London crown, the girl that got the fitness crown. We are so different. Like we look nothing alike.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, I'm conditioned. So was she. She was still more conditioned than me though. So I think a lot of people, I kind of get it because people would see bikini athletic go on stage and like the biggest girl wins. Not always, but let's just say that's what happens, right? And then the fitness girls come on and the biggest girl wins. And it's like, well, you know, she looked similar to fitness. And it's like, well, no, the bikini athletic girl was as big as the bikini athletic girls on that stage. If she was put on the fitness stage, she'd get dwarfed.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Do I make sense? I hope that makes sense.
I think I almost think that bikini athletic and fitness are more similar than, say, bikini and bikini
Absolutely,
athletic in a way.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more shape that gets added. You have the rounded shoulders. You have the bigger legs. Whereas you have that in fitness and bikini athletic. So I can see why people would sort of compare them a little bit more closely. Bikini and bikini athletic, it's quite obvious the difference there because of that added shape and like the added width that you have. But the shape is comparable between the two, but the size is actually a lot different.
If we think back, so just quickly we'll move on, but like if we think back to a couple of years ago when there was no bikini athletic, there was a massive jump between bikini and fitness. Like it was huge.
Yeah.
Like to get to a fitness standard, it would take you a couple of years to actually grow into that. So that's why bikini athletic was brought in to kind of close that gap. Because I remember when I got my bikini pro card before they announced athletic, it was like, am I going to take 3 years to grow or am I going to downsize?
Honestly, that
here?
Was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Oh,
you would have been in real trouble.
Yeah, because I remember having that conversation with you. Like, we were walking along the street and I looked at you and I was like, I don't know if I want to compete again. Because either I take 3 years off to get fitness big or I downsize.
Or you train like a softie and hardly eat for a year.
Which is not me. Like, I don't want to do that. And then Bikini Athletic was born and I was in love. So
exactly. Hey, that's the exact same with the guys as well. We had fitness and muscle model.
Yeah.
If you see like our current two champions, we have Luke and we have Kyle. They both look absolutely fantastic in their own right. But the size difference is extraordinary. It's insane. Like the jump from fitness to muscle, like that will take you years to get to of lean mass to stack on your frame. So they had to add physique in. Same thing.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the next part of this. So when you're figuring out if you're big enough or not big enough, whatever it might be in your head right now, look at the face of the category. That's a very big one. We touched on this earlier, but you know, bikini, obviously it's Tani. Like Tani is the face of the bikini category in her own right. She's a what? Sorry, Tani. Six-time bikini champion. I think she's earned her spot to be the face of bikini. So that's one way to know if you're bikini. You know, Abby is obviously wellness. Who's your ones in the guys? So your physique, Mr. Two-time physique.
Well, surely I would have to say myself for physique. That's the thing, Luke and Liam. I mean, Liam was two-time champion. Luke is the current champion. Even in the muscle, like they're kind of all moving around in there. But Chris was the two-time champion. Kyle is now the champion. So I would just look at the current champions because they've proven that to today's standard, they are the best. So I would look at those two. Those would be the ones to look for. Just aim for their shape. Like a lot of the time for us, it's more the shape. Like the muscle model guys, they're obviously a lot bigger, whereas the fitness guys, you don't need as much muscle mass. You just need to come in very lean, have good flow to your physique, but you don't have to be like overwhelmed with muscle. So I have a few guys that come to pose with me and they always ask, oh, I don't know which I'm going to do, fitness or physique. I had a very obvious case the other day. This guy, we had an online session and he said the same thing. And I just one look at the guy, I'm like, there is no way in hell your fitness. There's just no way. You're a big guy, man. You're almost like 90 kilos. You know, like you're a big dude. There's just absolutely no way. So that's what I mean. Sometimes guys might think that they're too small for a category, but realistically, you're actually perfect for that higher up category.
Yeah. So with bikini athletic, any of us current four champions, we all have the same shape. We're all different in our own way, but we all have a very similar shape, similar conditioning. That's an easy way to go about it, which honestly goes for everything. Like when you just look at the category, they all have similar shape, similar size, similar conditioning.
Yeah.
Like that's what you're looking for. They're all going to be different in their own way, in their own right. That's the beauty of the sport. But if you just looked at the champions, look what is common. What is the same?
Pretty much. Also, look at who's not placing well in the shows. Maybe look at the last few. You know, there might be a few guys and girls that don't come in conditioned, but maybe there's a couple guys that come in too big. Mm. And you can tell, okay, these guys aren't being rewarded. So, and that happens. Like if guys come in too big for fitness or physique, I've seen it. They don't get rewarded. They get put to the bottom. And that's the judges saying, we don't like you in this category.
Well, that was like you in fitness that time when you went into physique. Like yeah. you were second in physique, but they put you fourth in fitness?
Yeah. Or they like outside of the three. Yeah, for fitness, they called me up for the top three. I was in the first call out for the top three. But then after jumping on the physique stage, they end up placing me out of the top three and then second in the physique category.
Yeah.
But, you know, another way is also to look at the amateurs as well, because, you know, obviously the pros can be a bit bigger and they get rewarded for the size they bring. But for the amateurs, I assume that's who we're talking to at the moment, the amateur competitor. I would look at who's winning the pro card.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's actually the physique that you want to kind of go towards, because that in the amateur rank is getting rewarded quite well. So I would even watch a few past shows. We have a number of shows overseas, and for FMG we've banked up quite a few over the last year. I would actually look back, see who wins the pro cards in those shows. And the one in Sydney coming up, the one in the Gold Coast, pardon me, in 10 weeks, I would really watch that. And you know, whatever other federation you're looking for, see who wins the pro card, because that's really the physique that you should aim for, because that's the physique they want to reward with a pro card.
The next step is going to hurt a lot of people, but remove the ego. You're looking at me like, yes.
Yeah, remove the ego, absolutely.
So when it comes to removing the ego, I've had this discussion with a couple of people, and it's when I say to them, look, I don't think you're bikini athletic, I think you're bikini. And it hurts them and I feel bad about it, but someone has to do it, unfortunately. And, you know, they'll bite back, as, you know, you can, it's all good. And they go, oh, but I'm lean and but I'm this, but I'm that. And I don't like the look of bikini. And you, I understand, I get it. But sometimes you have to remove the ego and actually view yourself as an athlete and go, okay, realistically, where do I have the best chance right now? Does that make sense?
I hope that makes sense. Of course. But most of the time you're talking to people when they're in the off season, right? And they think, by the time I'm on the stage, I'm going to be this category. You've got to realize, especially for natural competitors as well, your body and your shape will shrink quite a bit. You know, you'll lose body fat, which then obviously reduces the size. You may also burn a bit of muscle mass as well. So by the time you get to stage, you could have shredded off 10, 15 kilos as well. I usually lose about 15 kilos in prep. So the final product of yourself is going to be a lot smaller. So you kind of have to keep that in mind as well, instead of being in the off season and thinking, I'm this size, right? I look as big as that person in this category. I'm going to be that category. Maybe not when you get to stage.
But there's nothing wrong with being in the smaller category. Like the people in the smaller category, like the best of the best in those categories, they have insane physiques. Like absolutely insane. Like people awe over them, right? People work their asses off to look like them. To be told to go into the smaller category, it shouldn't be looked down upon, and it shouldn't be an insult or a, oh, what do you mean I'm not big enough? Like if that's how you're viewing it, you are not in the right mindset to be competing. Mm. That's my honest opinion with it. You know, the whole point of competing is that you gradually grow, right? Like you gradually get bigger.
Yeah.
If this is your first time ever competing and you've only been in a build for 12 months of your life, well, if you're not, you know, some genetically gifted god, why would you be in a bigger category? Like that's kind of where I struggle to understand that side of things.
You also have to look at the person in the category that you want to be in. How long have they been training? How many years have they been in the competition space for? How long did it take them to build the physique to be in that category? You know, they might have started in, say, for the guys, fitness, and then they moved up to physique. And then over the years, now they're muscle. Right, they didn't just rock up to their first show at muscle. like you can have that as a goal, but be realistic. Either start off with a smaller category or take a number of years off and then build into that category, which I wouldn't suggest, right? I would just go into the category that you're suited for. And then in the off season, gradually just get bigger and bigger until you fit into the next one.
Exactly. And, you know, like I'm obviously good friends with Tani. I've trained next to Tani. I've seen her go through a whole prep. I've seen her do the whole thing, right? She works just as hard as anyone else in any other category.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I was a bikini pro myself. You know, I got my pro card in bikini. I worked just as hard in that prep versus my bikini athletic prep.
That's right.
So it doesn't make you any less of an athlete at all whatsoever.
It's also not like easier, you know what I mean? Like those girls and guys in the small categories, they go to town, you know, for the guys in the fitness. I mean, good luck getting as shredded as Luke and Liam.
Insane.
I mean, like, it's almost like harder because they are just peeled inside and out. So it's not a bad thing to go into a smaller category. And also try not to think that the bigger categories get more shine than the smaller categories. It's not like people give more respect to the bigger competitor. Right, if you're the champion of a category, you get equal respect as anybody else because you are the champion, you are the best in that category, and it doesn't matter what size you are as long as you're the best in what you do.
Actually, what you just said is a very good point. Like, when you think of FMG, who do you think of first?
I would say Tani is one of them, for sure.
Absolutely.
Would you say she's less respected than the top figure pro?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a bit of a tangent there.
But yeah, just remove the ego, be realistic. And all of our other points today is really kind of summed that up. Like getting a coach to actually just tell you straight up, I'd say that's probably the best way. You do have to remove your ego before entering a conversation like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will have a few clashes.
But I think like if that does happen to you, and let's be honest, we're coming up to that point of prep where those conversations are going to be happening. Like you're at the 10-week out mark now, your bodies are going to be changing very quickly. This is kind of where I find as a posing coach, I start to have those conversations and say, hey, I actually think you're this. Like let's aim for this. What do you think? What does your coach think, right? Mm-hmm. So if this does happen to you, have your moment, have your tantrum, it's fine. You know, take yourself away from the conversation. Don't just explode. And you've also got to look at it and understand that it's only coming from a good place. It is coming from a place of, number one, I want you to do well. Number two, I actually care about you as well. But then also, don't you want to do well? Like
do you want to bomb out or do you not want to bomb out?
Yeah. Like, do you want to go out there and do well? Because let's be honest, we all compete to do well. Like, don't try and tell me that you're competing for other reasons. Like, you want to do well. It's everyone's dream to do well.
Competition.
Exactly. So if you had the chance to do well, would you not take it?
100%.
I mean, I would. I'd take it straight away.
Would you rather come first in the smaller category or come fifth in the bigger category? You know, like, be realistic. Go to where you're going to have the best shot.
Or other way around. Are you going to come fifth in the small? Yeah. Like, anyway, if you're at the point, though, where you're just unsure and you're like, you know what, my coach says I'm in this category, but I think I'm this category. Do both. Do what Lucas did.
Yeah.
And let the judges put you where they think you should be. Because that's their job at the end of the day. Their job is to judge you and put you in the category that they want you in. Yeah. I did that with one of my clients last season. I wasn't sure if she was athletic or fitness. So I put her in both. They put her in fitness. They were like, no, we don't like you in athletic. We like you in fitness.
Because the worst thing you can do is enter a category that you're not suited for. If you honestly think that you're on the fence of those two categories, even if your coach agrees, you know, maybe you literally are on the fence and it just comes down to how the judges perceive you. Yeah, like Sam said, enter both categories, right? Because I did fitness and physique, right? I was always going to do the fitness category if I didn't add on physique. Because I added that mid-prep. You know, I would have had a season where I didn't even place in the top three for the very first time. And that would have sucked. It was my pro debut as well. That would have been a terrible experience. I wouldn't have enjoyed it. I wouldn't have been itching to get back on stage. So giving the judges the opportunity to point me in the right direction was the best thing I ever did. So I would definitely recommend entering both if you're really not too sure. But I would say for the most optimal result, having a game plan at the start of your grow phase, like how much should we grow to get into this category? Are we going to go for the bigger category? Okay, maybe need to push a bit harder in the off season. So having a set goal at the start of the gaining phase, I feel like clears that up a little bit. Whereas if you're starting prep and you don't know which category you're going for, you know, it's almost too late to put the size on needed for that category. You know, in prep, you're going to get as shredded as you possibly can, right? So there's not much you can do in terms of fitting into a category or not. So just have a set goal at the start of your gaining phase and you should avoid this issue altogether.
100%. But yeah, just don't be afraid to put yourself in both categories, like honestly. And the other thing is, let's say you get your pro card in fitness. So fitness girls or fitness guys, whatever. And but your goal was the bigger one. So for the girl, your goal was figure. For the guys, your goal was physique, okay? And it didn't go your way, but you got your pro card in the lower one, right, in the lower muscle. Doesn't mean that you're stuck there. Like, you can move into the other category. I have a lot of people asking me this sometimes, like in posing and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So if you do get your pro card in one category, you can then move to another category. You don't have to stay. Like, I was in bikini, then I moved to bikini athletic. Lucas was in fitness and he moved into physique. So, you know, there is always that option. And that's the beauty of this incredible federation we're in. We do have the opportunity to grow and move up in the categories. That's the whole point. That was why these categories were pulled in, physique and bikini athletic. So don't think that you're stuck. You're definitely not stuck.
Yeah. And don't think like you owe it to anyone to just keep doing that same category. I've got the perfect example. So the best example I can think of is Mr. J Fit himself. The photographer, my mate Jay, big love Jay. He got his pro card in fitness. Would you believe it or not? You look at him right
Did
now.
He?
Yeah.
Swear oh my God.
That's
Go
it.
Jay.
That's what I'm saying. You would not believe it if you saw a photo of this guy right now. You'd be like, this guy was never in fitness. You know, the size of this guy. But he moved up to physique and then immediately moved up to muscle. And, you know, he looks great in muscle. But that's the thing. If he just stuck at fitness, you know, it wouldn't be a good time. But yeah, feel free to just run the ranks up and just see where your body, you know, just train as hard as you can, eat to grow. And honestly, your body will kind of lead the way, I find.
Yeah. Like that's been the beauty of this off season for both of us. We've just kind of been growing and growing and growing. And then whatever happens, happens.
Pretty much.
Like that, as I said before, that is the beauty of the federation that we are in. So don't hold back in your growing phase. Like just go for it and then see what happens.
Pretty much. The last thing you want to do is hold back and then you realize, I should have put more muscle on. You know, I find the growing phase to be the most important time of the year. That really shapes the physique that you got to bring to stage.
Definitely.
Cool.
And one thing that you wanted to mention in this episode was...
Yeah, especially for guys, I find it's very easy to be in a friend group. Maybe you all go to the gym. Maybe you're the only one that goes to the gym.
It's the same for girls.
There you go. It's very easy to be that big friend. I've experienced this because like my mates kind of went to the gym like back years ago when I started. They sort of went here and there. They had their stints. Most of them didn't go to the gym. So I was always like the big friend, but I wasn't even that big. I had a little bit of muscle because I trained. And it's very easy to think like, oh, I am that big, right? But then when you put yourself in perspective of say an elite bodybuilding gym or a bodybuilding stage, you kind of realize you're not actually as big as what you need to be successful in these other things. So I would try to bring it's pretty much what an ego issue is. Without like the cockiness or anything like that, all your friends kind of just hype you up a little bit. You've got to bring yourself back down to earth.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Definitely. And like, that was very similar to when I had all my friends saying, oh, but you're fitness. And I was like, I love you all, but I'm nowhere near fitness. I'm sorry. Thank you, but no.
Well, it's funny, even after this last show, like I would tell people, oh yeah, I'm growing for the next 5 months. I got to put on all this size. I got to get big for the next show. They're like, you've got to put more size on?
Yeah, yeah.
Because like they see me and they're like, he's so big. But I'm like, nah, like the guys I go up against, like our standard is a very big physique. It's like, I've got to put size on. But people don't realize that.
No, no. But like, as we always say, get a coach. Like the coach honestly is the key when it comes to this topic. Like your coach, well, you pay the coach to lead you the right direction.
Yeah, what do you pay the coach for? Huh? If you're not going to listen to him. Hey, you want to take your mind out of your head and throw it as far as you can. Let your coach be your mind and you are just the body that moves to his beat.
Yeah.
Or her beat.
Yeah, exactly. But one thing I will say with this before we end this episode. Whenever I get asked the question, am I big enough? My first response is always, well, what reason do you think you're not? Mm. Like really ask yourself that question. Like what is the reason that you think you're not big enough? And really break it down. Is it an emotional response or is it a logical response? Emotional responses being you know, you're just having a day. Like, you're just like, oh, I feel like shit. I look like shit.
Yeah, you're just in your head.
Carbs. Like, yeah, like, that's, you know, right. I was doom scrolling on Instagram. Like, that's an emotional response.
Yeah, you saw someone shredded on Instagram and you look in the mirror and there's bad lighting and you feel terrible.
Yes, yeah, that's an emotional response. We've all been there. And when that happens, it's like, all right, come on, like, take yourself back down to earth. Like, yeah. What's the actual logical stuff happening right now? Mm. But when I say a logical response, that's usually when your gut, when your head is telling you something, like your subconscious is telling you something. So, for example, you didn't actually stick to your build. You didn't actually stick to your food. You didn't actually train hard. You really didn't give it your all at all in your build. Mm. That's one response I find. Like, it's a guilt almost. Mm. Or another thing is that you actually know that you're not big enough for that category. And a part of you is saying, hey, I think we should go back down to that other category. That's okay. If you really think that, because logically you can see that you're not as big as the other girls or the other guys. Maybe you guys went to a posing workshop recently and you noticed that you weren't as big. Point. You know, like, okay, that's a logical response. As long as you're not reacting in an emotional way and you're able to look at them and go, I'm not as big as you. That's okay. Like, you know, go to a different one. Like, that, go to the other category. Have that discussion with your coach. But if it's coming from an emotional spot, just give yourself a day. Like, give yourself a day to just let your emotions calm down, let your head calm down, and then the logical will normally come in. Do you find the same with that topic?
Yeah, I suppose. I'm trying to think of an example, but I'm sure you're completely right there.
Yeah.
I like what you said about going to a posing workshop, because all those people will be pretty much on the same level as you. Amateurs entering the same competition, and you can gauge how many people are in this category or that category, and then you get a good idea of if you're suited for that category or this category. Just being logical, being emotional really never helps with anything.
No, never.
It honestly doesn't. Like, you've almost got to take emotions out of the picture, or at least not have them dictate your actions.
Absolutely. On the topic of posing workshops, we do have an FMG Gold Coast one happening on the 8th of February, which we will be at.
Sam and I will definitely be there. So if you are competing, or if you just want to get a free posing lesson, or if you just want to come say hi, we'll be there.
Yeah, make sure you come up to us and say hi. We always love a chat, especially to our listeners and everything. So yeah, I'll be keen to see you all. And another thing, because I'm going to do another shameless plug, I don't even care. On the topic of posing classes, we are starting our posing classes back at the Wix Fit Studio very soon. The dates should be announced on our Instagram page. So FMG, even if there's ICN and NBA and IFBB listeners out there, it's all going to be uploaded on the gram. So make sure you check out Wix Fit Co. Instagram and the Posing Institute Instagram, because all dates will be there.
Beautiful.
Love it.
And if you are a male and if you're doing a competition and if you'd like some posing help, I am more than happy to offer my services. So just hit me up on my Instagram. I am at Coach Lucas.
I am at _Samantha Wicks.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode.
Bye.
Bye.